Hallelujah. I'm going to read tonight from Ephesians chapter number 3. Ephesians chapter number 3. And I'll make the announcements while you're turning there. Inasmuch as we did not eat together today, the first Sunday of the month, with the evangelist being with us next Sunday, all of us together, we will be eating together should the Lord tarry next Sunday. Keep that in mind, and may God just bless us in our fellowship together. It's believed that Paul wrote this letter while he was imprisoned in Rome, and he was awaiting execution by Nero. Probably had already been there 2 years, and he writes the letter and sends it both to Ephesus and to Laodicea. And since he did not address it to either one of those churches particularly, I would like to just include a bundle of tabernacle, if that's all right. Since Paul did not say specifically Ephesus nor Laodicea, but to believers everywhere, I'd like to believe that it's for us as well in this church in 2014. I'm going to read verses 13 through 21. Wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to his power, the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Notice Paul's purpose for writing in the last part of the 19th verse, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. In the third chapter of Joshua this morning, I mentioned how that God said to Joshua, have the people to follow the ark at such a distance so that they might know the way to go. That they might know the way that God would have them to go. And now the purpose for Paul writing is that they might be filled with all the fullness of God. The Christian believers might enjoy the fullness of God's blessings now. And I say this humbly, and I hope you'll understand. I believe whether we are in the depths of the valley or on the top of the mountain, I believe we can have the fullness of God. I believe we can enjoy the victory of being a believer, a Christian, whatever the circumstances around about. Let me say that again for my sake and for my wife's sake and for the family's sake and for the church's sake. Whether we are going through a difficult time, seemingly we are in the valley, or whether everything is peaches and cream and we're on the top of the mountain, we can live in victory and enjoy the fullness of God. I believe that. Thank God. Thank God. The choir used to sing the song, "We Are Victorious." Do you remember that? When we used to sing that, I say, amen, we are, and the fullness of God is ours now. We sing, we are victorious. Paul didn't say we could be victorious, or we might be victorious, or we're going to be victorious, but we are victorious. And I said tonight, thank God, right now, I'm walking in victory. Amen. Amen. Doesn't mean that there's not room at the cross for me to get closer. Doesn't mean that I have arrived and I've received my glorified body. But I thank God tonight for the victory that is mine right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We are victorious. Remember, the fullness of God hinges on that small word in the Bible, if. If we love God with all of our hearts. If we make Him number one in our lives. If we have Him enthroned upon the throne of our hearts, give Him the reins of our lives, if tonight His will is the most important thing in our lives and not my will, I want you to know the fullness of God is ours tonight, the first Sunday of 2014, tonight. Amen, amen, amen. Paul makes some requests. in the scriptures that I've read, including in his prayer for the Ephesians and for the Laodiceans and for us, for believers everywhere, he prayed that we might be strengthened in the power of God. He prayed that we might, that Christ might dwell in our hearts by faith. He prayed that all believers be rooted and grounded in love. He prayed that we might realize that we're serving an awesome God. So I want to stop right there for a moment. Sometimes I think, I'm just saying what I think, no doubt. Sometimes I think that we don't actually realize how big God is. We act as if our problem, some people have even told me, Brother Jones, you don't know how mean I was, how I'm living. You don't know how sinful I am. That doesn't make a difference. God's grace is sufficient. He's able to take care of it all. And I would like for us tonight, when we leave here, this first Sunday night of the year, I'd like for us to have a picture of God in our hearts and minds. He's a big God. He's all powerful. He's awesome. He's great. He can do anything. What do you need? Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Sometimes, God, forgive us for thinking that so small of you, that you're able to do all things and do them well. Then he says in the 19th verse, that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. That's what I would like to use for the thought tonight. It's amazing. Sometimes when Tom mentions the title that he puts to a sermon, and tonight I was talking to Tommy before service, and he mentioned about the title that he put in his notes with the sermon, some things that I never thought about, but that's all right. Pick out any title you want. Praise God. But you like the fullness of God, no doubt. That was David's experience. And I like this. When David picked up his pen and God had blessed him abundantly, now he's serving God, loving God, obeying God, he began to write the 23rd Psalm. And he came to the very first words and he said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Let me leave this with you tonight as I begin the sermon. He was saying that God will not withhold any good thing from them that walk uprightly, but those that serve God with all their heart. God will take care. God will mercy. God will bless. God will meet the needs of their lives. Hallelujah. He will not withhold anything good but from those that are sanctified, that those that live in holy lives. Then as he says, if we believe God, he will take care of us, whatever the need might be. And then when you come to the fifth verse of the 23rd Psalm, he said, David said, "Thou wilt prepare us a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil." What's the next part? "My cup runneth over." You know what it's saying? In a different way of saying, I have the fullness of God. Amen. Now, I want to share something with you. At that very time, as the king of Israel, he was having problems within the kingdom. And he was having problems without the kingdom. Enemies were from without, problems from within. Sometimes we have the idea that those that were mighty in the scriptures and mightily used of God, that they didn't go through things like we go through. Listen to us. Some of them went through things a whole lot greater than what we go through. David, problems in his own family. His own son was trying to overthrow him and take the throne. Had killed another brother. So many things within the family. And the enemy without, but all of that, David said, "Thou anointest my head with oil." Hallelujah. And then he says, "My cup runneth over." Whatever's going on in your life, I pray that the fullness of God will just overflow. Hallelujah. The fullness of God will be our blessing. Amen. I believe that's God's will. I'm praying for the revival. God, help me to put everything that I have into it. Amen. If we want the blessings of God, put everything you've got in it. I don't mean just into your billfold. I'm not even asking you to do that. God bless us abundantly financially. Put yourself in all together. Do everything you can to bring about revival. Don't depend on the evangelist. Don't depend on his wife singing and praying. Don't depend on the choir. Don't depend on somebody. Pray that God will use you. Amen. Put everything you've got into it. Everything. And see what God will do. I believe I can share this with you. You find out the fullness of God
will be yours. Hallelujah. 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 David said, my cup runneth over. That's fullness. That's what God wants for us in this revival. For you and me in the new year. We sing the song, fill my cup, Lord. Of course, that I say has real meaning. And I'd like to add something to that right now in the service. When God blesses, we give Him praise. When God fills our cup, we rejoice in the Lord and in the power of His might. When the Lord fills our cup, we shout the victory. We are like David of old, my cup runneth over, hallelujah. And I thank God for the overflowing cup and for God's fullness tonight. And I want to leave this first thought right here on this. And I'll hurry along. I believe with all of my heart tonight, it is God's will for every one of us to move up closer. Amen. We haven't arrived. We haven't arrived until we cross the threshold into the glory world. Or maybe we haven't arrived really until the trumpet sounds and we're changed. I'll take that. Amen, amen. But we haven't gotten there yet. And so until that time, God's got something special. For tomorrow, He will do wonders among us. Don't forget that. I personally believe while I was praying before service tonight, and even yesterday afternoon, that keeps on coming back to me. That wasn't the main thought of the sermon. But it keeps coming back. I believe God wanted to do something good. Hallelujah. God has laid His hands on some people and they've been healed. God can do it again. God has done miracles. God can do it again. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're serving a big God. And this is the part that I will leave on this first part. He wants us to enjoy the fullness of God, victory in every day of our lives, whether we are in the valley or whether we are on the mountaintop. He wants us to have victory in our lives, the fullness of God. My cup runneth over. Hallelujah. Thank God. I would like, when this revival, if the Lord tarries a week, until next Sunday night, I would like, when we come to the close of next Sunday night, should the Lord tarry, that every one of us will be able to testify, I am enjoying the fullness of God. Can we? Can God do it? Do you believe God will? Believe and trust Him, amen. Then I want to turn to the third chapter of the book of Malachi. What do you suppose is in that chapter? Third chapter of the book of Malachi, I'm going to read the 10th verse. Familiar. Very familiar. Real familiar. God says, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts. If I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. One of the great promises of the Bible. I read that. I preach that. All these many years in the ministry, I preached it. I preached not only the importance of tithing, I preached the blessings of tithing. And I thank God for a good tithing church. Amen. I can testify on this first Sunday of 2014, I said today that I never believed, I never thought in my mind years ago, and that we would ever come to this time. I thought the Lord would sit upon before 2014. I don't know when He's coming. I do not know when He's coming. I believe we're nearing and nearing and nearing the time of His coming, but I preach not only the importance of tithing, but the blessings of tithing. I said tonight, without, and I'm preaching to the crowd, I'm preaching to the church, and you are a wonderful tithing church, but I want to just encourage you that there are blessings in tithing. He said, cry me and see if I will open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing so great that you'll not be able even to contain it. Brother, God said, I'll open the full warehouse. Not of Newport News City with Tom in charge No doubt you do a good job, Tom. I believe that. I believe you're a good worker. He said, I'll open the warehouse of heaven and pour out the blessings. So much that you can't even receive it all. You'll have some that's running over. Like David's cup, hallelujah. He'll be like the oil that run down the beard of Aaron in the book of Psalms. He'll be like the children of Israel when they came out of Babylon, having been served there 70 years and serving 70 years in captivity. They said, the Lord hath done great things for us. We're all real glad. Hallelujah. What do you say, Bishop? I'm saying the fullness of God. God will bless us and bless us and bless us until it begins to overflow. Filling our hearts and our lives like the cup of David. My cup running over. Brother, God's got something real for the church. I can testify tonight, and I've done it before, and I'm going to repeat it. God has been good to my family and me. God's been good to you. I've told you this before, it does me good. And so I ask your indulgence to listen for a moment. God, we have never, never, never had a personal need that we had to go ask someone for help. God is taking care. It's not wrong to ask others for help. I'm not saying that. But God has been on the scene. In every pastorate we've had, we've never had to ask people for more money to meet a need. God has met every need. Brother, we've got some rejoice about. I've heard some people that say, we go to church and I get so tired of them begging money. Folks, that puts me off too. I never liked that on TV. I didn't like that when I go to church somewhere and they're begging money always like as if they don't have anything. We've got to be God. Yes, yes. He owns it all. Right. They said, my cupboard is over. And Malachi, with the anointing of the Holy Ghost upon his life, and God speaking to him, said, if we'll tithe, he'll open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing such as we cannot even receive it. More than we can take care of, more than we can handle, brother, that is the fullness of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I was talking to someone recently about tithing. They mentioned something, and I don't remember how the conversation was going. And I said, and I just brought it up again. I brought it up again, and we cannot afford not to tithe. Let's stop right there. Let's stop right there. Would somebody stand up quickly and briefly and just share a moment's time since you got saved and started paying tithes, what God's done? Someone stand up and share with us. Listen. Amen. Amen. Someone else, that's good. When you hear things like that, we're something a big God. Josh, you're getting ready to get up.
Things were real bad one time, and I had no gas but just a smidgen. And it was time for church, and I was working on a program, and I thought, Lord, I've got to be there, and I don't have any gas. And I said, you know my needs, and I know I can get it from my mother, and I know from my sister, but I want it from you.
Amen.
And on my way home, he said it's in the mailbox.
Amen. Amen. That's over and over and over again. No doubt everyone here can testify. God's come on the scene. Hallelujah. I believe that. One of the great promises in the Bible, if you'll just obey me, I'll open the windows of heaven. Let me just put that spiritual right now. If we love Him and serve Him, He'll give us the fullness. The bountiful blessings of God. Hallelujah. This revival, God. This revival, God. Let it be. Let it be the capstone. You are the moving of God's Spirit. Let it be real. In the hearts and lives of everyone, God do a work among us in such a way that when we leave this church Sunday or night after night or Sunday, whenever the time might be, when we leave, we'll know that we've been in the presence of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, not just another meeting. not just to have four more services, not just to hear four more sermons, not just to come and sing again, not just to come around the altar to pray at the close of the service, but may the Holy Ghost move in our midst in such a manner. Hallelujah. God, have your way. The fullness of God. Amen. Amen. That's God's will for our lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. I like what David said. My cup running over. Brother, that's what God was saying to Malachi. If you Lord in me, I'll open the windows of heaven and give you more and more and more and more. Hallelujah. Let me leave this with you tonight. I'll go to the next point. I share this under as I know how. God has blessed us materially. We drove up. Might have been yesterday afternoon. Might have been today. My wife has said it over and over again, and I concur. I thank God for the home that He's given us. She said often it's the most beautiful home on the block. Not that we're proud, God gave it to us. But we like it just like it is. Well, it's laid out, the whole work. She said something like that, I believe it was this afternoon. How good God's been. God has been good. I want you to think a moment. How God has taken care of you. How God has met the needs in your life. I believe Brother James could stand tonight, and I'm not going to ask him to, without having a job for all of these months and years. How God has come by and met needs. Talking to him yesterday, a day before yesterday, how God has met needs. He looking for a job, wants a job, ready to go to work, desire to go to work. I believe if we keep on serving God, God will take care. Hallelujah. 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 Paul said to the Ephesians, the Laodiceans, and the abundant-like tabernacle, it's God's will that we have this fullness. I have one other thought tonight. I mentioned the 15th chapter of John this morning. I mentioned the scripture that says, I am the vine, my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth fruit, he purchases that they might bring forth more fruit. I went on down in that 15th chapter, and I found when he said, I am the vine, ye are the branches, if you abide in me, and I will abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be given unto you. That's a promise from God in the 15th chapter of John. It was his last night before he was crucified, after they had the Passover supper, on the way to Gethsemane. Then the seventh verse, he said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Similar to the promise to Malachi, having to do with the blessings that allow us if we are obedient in tithing. Then in the 11th verse, he says, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. That the joy of the Lord might be full in our hearts and in our eyes. That the joy might bubble over, be like the cup of David that ran over. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is our strength. If I could preach for a few moments right here, and I don't have any notes along that line, but if I could preach for a few moments here, the joy will get you through. Whatever comes your way, if the joy bells are ringing in your heart, brother, you can make it. When the joy is gone, it's when defeat comes. When the joy is gone, it's when the Satan has an upper hand. But the joy of the Lord, Nehemiah said, is our strength. How do we have the joy? It's by trusting in God. By living for God. By obeying God. I mentioned this morning, by holding His hand. By obeying the Word. By listening to what He has to say. To follow Him every step of the journey. If we'll do that, how then God will give us the fullness of His heart. And He says, the joy of the Lord. And I preached again some not on the Lord, from the 16th chapter of Psalm. In the presence of the Lord, this fullness of joy. I'll leave this with you. There are times, and I've heard Tom mention this, praying out here by himself. When he's going to preach, when he's going to minister on a Sunday night, how he spends time out here in praying and seeking God, and how the presence of the Lord is real. Listen closely. There's nothing greater than to be in the presence of God. In the presence of God, there is fullness of joy. Your cup runs over. There's a blessing beyond. It's unspeakable and full of glory. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. if I could share that with the world tonight. People have the idea of serving God as a chore. It's hard. You have to give up so much. Listen closely. Everything that I laid aside for God, He's doubled it and given me 100 times more than I've. I'm not talking about finances. I'm talking about the blessings of God. Everything God said lay aside, He's given me something else. Has that been your testimony? Amen, amen. Whatever God says, hallelujah, this means nothing to us. Paul said, I count all of that as dung, but my desire is to serve the Lord with all of my heart. My prayer tonight for the revival, if God give us such a revival that the fullness and joy will abide in our hearts, the anointing of God will be real, the Holy Ghost will have light of air, and the saints of God will rejoice in the presence of the Lord. We believe in praising God. We believe in shouting. We believe in worship. I don't feel like tonight there's a need to try to sing down the blessings. I don't believe there's a need tonight to try to work up something. I believe that we'll seek God. He'll pour out His blessings abundantly, bless and minister and meet the needs of our lives. What a Savior, what a mighty God. That last verse that I read from the 19th verse, how that the fullness of God's blessings will be ours. The fullness. I thank God for the foretaste. I thank God for the samplings. I thank God for the tasting. Tasting and seeing that the Lord is good, but all the fullness of God. When He fills your heart and your life. When every fiber of your body belongs to God. Well, you've turned everything over to God and you're no longer your own. When you wake up in the morning, you belong to God. Hallelujah. You want Jesus' directions and His leadership and His guidance through the day. And you breathe a prayer and ask God to direct my step today and give me wisdom whenever, whatever I need up here. And help me to be a shining light in the dark world. And I believe this with all of my heart. God hears when we pray. And He loves us. The fullness of God is ours. My wife is from the piano, and when I mentioned a while ago, we are victorious. We are victorious. We are victorious, not because of who we are, but because of who He is. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. He paid it all. He paid a debt He did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to take care of and redeem me. He came along. No one ever loved me, Sister Dreamer, like Jesus. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank God, thank God. Tonight, the last Sunday, before the Bible services, my prayer, God, in this revival, I want our hearts to be so full and our lives to be so full that our cups run over. We'll have so much to share. So much to share with others. Too often we're spending all of our time to get something to fill us up. But God, may our cups run over that we might reach out to others. That our lights will shine brightly around about. If there's ever a need in this world, people need Jesus. Will you stand together with me tonight?